I don't really hear a lot of people talk about this other than parents who have kids with profound autism. It's like that's the only safe, comfortable place where I feel like I can have this conversation. But I would like to bring some awareness. When I have conversations with folks who have kids on the spectrum who do not have profound autism, or I've heard conversations from parents who have kids on the spectrum who do not have profound autism, okay? There's a lot of judgment from those parents towards parents who have kids with profound autism. And they say things like, well, I have a kid on the spectrum and they don't do that. Almost like it's more of a flaw in your parenting, and that the way that your kid is going about those things, behaving, or how you're handling them is not okay to them. Meanwhile, their child on the spectrum has always been verbal. They've always been in gen-ed classrooms. They've never been in a special needs classroom. That parent has actually never hung out with a kid who has profound autism. Their kid does not need assistance with daily things like showering, going to the bathroom, brushing their hair. They will definitely not need help into preteen and adulthood. They will not be caring for their child for the rest of their life. That person can sometimes be the know-it-all of autism. And that blows my mind. To me, that is just as bad as someone who is not raising a child with autism telling people how to raise their kids on the spectrum. It's okay, parents who have kids with profound autism, to correct this person and say, look, it's a spectrum for a reason. You are not raising the same kid that I am raising. There are some similarities. They both have autism. You are not doing the same thing that I'm doing with my child. And you cannot sit here and tell me that you understand the daily struggles that my child faces, or that the daily challenges that I face, because you just have a child on the spectrum. Now, this also leads me to, I've had so many conversations with people in this app who have comfortably told me, oh, my child doesn't have a diagnosis, but I know they have autism. They've always liked fidget spinners, and they have a hard time making eye contact, and they just don't really have a lot of friends. I just want you to know, these people are telling their children that they have Asperger's or autism. They are telling them without them being seen by a professional, without them getting a professional diagnosis. And if I'm being completely honest, I hate that just as much as parents who go around telling people and their child that they have ADHD, ADD, bipolar disorder without ever seeing a professional. This is not okay. You're not a doctor. You're not a psychologist. You have no degree in this area. And to look at your child and tell them that they are struggling with something, and they trust you because you're their parent, okay? They will fucking hate you for that. When they grow up and they go, hey, mom, I never had ADHD. Hey, dad, I never had bipolar disorder. Why did you tell me that? Oh, I was sure that you did. Yet, these parents are so sure that their kids have these, then why don't you just take them to be seen by a professional? What's so hurt by that? Money, time, they'll make them get on medication. Yeah, but you know what? There's some people who that actually makes their life better and easier. And if your kid is struggling with those things, they might need assistance. That's the whole point in getting a diagnosis, is so that your child can get assistance. You know how many people I grew up with that are like, my parents had ADHD, they said I had autism, but I never received any services. Why is that? You were probably never seen by a professional. That was your parents' diagnosis. Someone wants to say that because it's quirky or cute or fun. Well, here's a reality check. People who struggle with ADHD, autism, Asperger's, all those things, it is not fun for them. It is not quirky and cute and all that. No, okay? No. My son almost died because he's nonverbal. He could not tell me what was wrong with his body. He was very young. He could not communicate that he was even sick or in pain. It's just one day he like fell apart because he had intussusception, and he literally just started to fade away. That's because he cannot communicate at all. And you think that you have the right to tell me what's best for that child? You think that you understand what my kid is going through? Please refrain. It's okay to lean on each other, have support, be very supportive, but just be supportive. Let's just not spend time trying to prove to each other how we understand everything that you're going through. There are people who have kids with profound autism that I know are not facing the same struggles my kids are facing. It's much more difficult for them. Much, much, much more intense than my children. And all I am to them is supportive. I am not walking around saying, my kid's on the spectrum and he doesn't do that. That is actually like the most ridiculous thing. I would never say that to someone. I would never say that to someone. And that's the point I'm trying to make. I wanna make this really clear. I am not saying that just because your kid doesn't struggle with the things that my kid struggles with, that their autism is invalid. Not saying that. I'm just saying that is the parent who tries to invalidate me and my kids all the time. And that doesn't make any sense to me.